AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A federal prosecutor in Chicago says the new trial of R. Kelly will show the R&B singer's dark and hidden side. Opening statements have started. Kelly is accused of rigging his 2008 state child pornography trial and enticing girls for sex. Prosecutor Jason Julian sought to give jurors a sense of the scale of Kelly's alleged exploitation, saying he repeatedly had sex with girls who were just 14, 15, and 16 years old, multiple girls hundreds of times. Kelly already has been sentenced by a New York federal judge to a 30-year prison term. The government says the pace of sales at retailers was unchanged last month. High inflation and rising interest rates are forcing more Americans to spend more cautiously. Britain's rates of inflation have risen to a 40-year high, outpacing the U.S. Here's the AP's Karen Chamas.
Climbing food prices and a cost of living crisis that is being fueled by soaring energy prices has seen Britain's inflation rate surge to 10.1% in July. The rise was higher than analysts' forecast of 9.8%. Unfortunately, many economists believe worse is to come. The Bank of England says soaring natural gas prices are likely to drive consumer price inflation to 13.3% in October. It says that will push Britain into a recession that is expected to last through 2023. I'm Karen Chamas.
After losing in the Wyoming Republican primary, Congresswoman Liz Cheney tells NBC's Today Show she's thinking about running for president. Cheney is former President Donald Trump's fiercest Republican adversary in Congress. She's on the committee investigating the Capitol riot. Two former Pennsylvania judges who orchestrated a scheme to send children to for-profit jails in exchange for kickbacks have been ordered to pay more than $2 million to hundreds of people they victimized in one of the worst judicial scandals in U.S. history. This is AP News. Planned Parenthood plans to spend $52 million for the November election.
The nation's leading reproductive health care provider and abortion rights advocacy organization is pouring money into contests where access to abortion will be on the ballot. The effort comes months after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, the landmark case that created a constitutional right to have an abortion. It also breaks the group's previous $45 million spending record set in 2020. I'm Julie Walker.
NASA's new moon rocket arrived at the launch pad ahead of its debut flight in less than 2 weeks. The 322-foot rocket emerged from its mammoth hangar late last night, drawing crowds of Kennedy Space Center workers in Florida, many of whom were not born yet when NASA sent astronauts to the moon a half century ago. It took nearly 10 hours for the rocket to make the 4-mile trip to the pad. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.